This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Messi was a late scratch due to muscle overload. Everyone have muscle overload on a Friday, Joe.
How about that one?
Yeah.
Muscle overload. Better known as, we're not going to let our fans know that your ass ain't playing tonight so we can piss some more guys' people that are going to the game off.
I'm over it. I do have a question for you, though. And somebody asked this earlier. It was actually pretty interesting.
What do you
have? And they said, how many players would need to make an immediate impact out of this draft class for those guys to save their jobs?
I can't imagine 10 draft picks, and if they don't come in, some of those guys, on offense and defense, and start or don't play all the time in a rotation, there needs to be half the guys.
Top three picks at the very least, right? You got to hit.
Well,
you got to hit on your first.
I'm always a believer. I know Omar is going to join us. Doesn't necessarily believe that your best players need to be your first couple of picks. I've never been able to understand when he says that. But yeah, I would say 1, 2, and 3 would be a good start. You know, we haven't done great with threes. Threes has not been. The third pick has not been a great pick. Center, a linebacker, and a tight end have not gone well in that third round recently. But, yeah, ones and twos, man. We got a hit, and then all those other. You got a couple extra fours, couple of fives. You got to find some players in there. You got to find some starters in there.
Yeah. Might be best, by the way, for Chris to not laugh at anyone either when he's talking about, you know, the offensive line or whatever, you know, the offseason.
Well, it's funny you said that because I saw something from Barry yesterday, and I thought of Chris again. And this is, by the way, this is all about Chris Greer because Chris is the GM. And some people know, Joe, it's not. It's also the head coach right now. He's involved in the draft. Yeah, Chris is asking. But at the end of the day, Chris better understand I'm the GM and you're the head coach. And he's got great people skills, so it's not like he would be a jerk to Mike if he disagreed and said, no. We got to go this direction on this guy. NFL Analytics, Warren Sharp came out. I don't know how many people had a chance to read Barry Jackson's article. It's very good. The Fins had the highest percentage of runs for loss or no gain in the league. Third and fourth down, even worse. Running back carries, 46% loss or no gain of their carries. And some of those numbers, if you read, I didn't even write down going back years since they've been this bad. And then at the end of the article, Barry Jackson says, and it was great, some of Barry's best work for a guy that does a story on like 7 different sports in town every day. He said, so much is because of this. The guard play is not good enough. And I said this before because people are going, yeah, we got our team defending these guys during the year, and it's not this, and they're playing their ass off, and they're playing hard, and hey, now they're not so bad because they did have a nice little run where it looked like they got the running game turned around, and then it just, whew, it got some nasty numbers. 2 yards of carrying a couple of game. It was bad. It was bad. And those guys made their comments, and, you know, like, these writers aren't as dumb as, you know, you're getting on, oh, you guys are, you guys, we were kind of sitting at breakfast. We thought it was kind of funny you were talking about the O-line. O-line, what are you talking about? O-line.
Well, who takes the bigger share of the blame for that when you talk about these short yardage plays? I happen to think the Dolphins' play calling is the disaster.
Did not go well last year.
They do that nonsense where they throw the ball 7 yards, pitch the ball 7 yards in the backfield when you need one.
Well,
it's like, what are you doing? And between that and the screen passes,
the coach,
it's like
the coach saw those numbers and absolutely lost confidence that they could run between the tackles. You tried it; it didn't work.
Yeah, but if you can't do third that, you and can't one, win fourth games.
And, exactly.
Like you can't keep pitching the ball deep into the backfield, hoping you're gonna side to side out.
So this
run
thing,
guys.
And I know Mike has said he's really excited because now the defense have figured him out. Now he's had a chance to figure out what they're doing to him, and now he's going to counter and stuff. But the other part of this for Mike and his coaching staff, and I think some of it's personnel, a lot of it, but they got to get that running game going. You can't. It was a bad year overall. It was bad. And then, you know, you realize you can't run the ball, so you throw it more, and that doesn't always work. So there was a lot of parts to it, but I thought that Warren Sharp thing coming out on those percentages said everything, since everybody's into analytics now and following that stuff. But that was a little shaky. So Durham Smythe, by the way, I haven't mentioned that, going to the Bears. And Javon Holland looks like he's going to hit the jackpot. Maybe we'll know something Sunday by things will start to leak out. But Monday when they start negotiating, they're not really negotiating. Those deals are going to be done. How many years you've been following? Monday, those deals will be done. I know they can't be official for a couple more days after that, but they're going to be done. They are. Definitely. So there is a lot of different parts to this thing for the Dolphins, but they have a lot of holes. They got to redo this whole roster. Got to decide which guys on the team they want to re-sign. If there are some guys and some of those linebackers, I wouldn't have a problem with those guys coming back. But they need some. They need draft. Can't do this all through free agency. You don't have 50 or 60 million under the cap, and I know they're going to probably free up some more money here coming up, maybe over the next couple of days, try to free up some more money to get more aggressive in free agency. But this thing's got to be, it's got to do it through the draft. I know everybody's tired of hearing about the Rams and what they've done turning their mess around after they went all in to win that championship, and then they had to pay, and everybody said they were going to be bad for a long time. Hell, they almost beat the Eagles. They played the Eagles better than anybody last year. They had a chance, right? Last drive in Philly. Rams, a hell of a story. We beat the Rams. How about that one? We beat the Rams. That was our one win against a playoff team last year was the Rams out in L.A. That was a hell of a win for the Dolphins. But there's a lot of work to do, man. I don't know where you start. You just find players that can play right away in the draft. You got to be drafting. Some point, I would love to have somebody just say, we got to line some guys up right off the bat. We're not necessarily putting veteran free agents ahead of them. Some guys are just going to line up and start. Minicamp, your job. Go get him. We'll see if he moves one way or the other in some of these draft picks. But Woody, to your other question, I don't have an answer, and I don't think you're crazy about this. And well, Mr. Ross, if things don't go well, and you're competitive, and you know, I don't want to hear about injury. Nobody wants to hear about injury. Whatever position you're hurt at, nobody wants to hear about that. And because that's just part of the game, and you hope you have enough depth to put more guys in. Or, but I don't know if this is a year, if Mr. Ross sees something that he makes a change. I don't know what he has said to those guys. I have no idea.
Well, that's doubtful, right?
But I think he's got to really.
At least there's no expectations for the team this year.
Well, I think a lot. Right? I think a lot of fans.
No, I don't think so, man. I think people know that this year is going to be a mess. I don't think there's any more of those. And you sold people real good last year, but I don't think you're not going to do that this year. I would imagine.
No.
I know you'll get excited when the season gets ready to start, as we all do.
So,
but I don't think there's no expectations.
The first thing that needs to happen, and you want to talk about the oldest topic we have on this team, Tua needs to play 17 games. I know. First thing needs to happen is Tua can't miss 6 games. Concussion, hip, can't miss them. And
you just take him in a bubble back there,
right? I got you. I mean, I'm. It's hard to imagine he can stay healthy, no matter how he plays, that he can stay
healthy.
What's
his body type? What is he going to come? Doesn't he come back with a new body type each year? One year he's skinny, the next year he puts on weight.
That's funny you said that. I don't know what they decide. What he and the team decide what his weight should be this year. Remember, he wanted to be lighter because he wanted to run more after staying healthy as a bigger guy. I have no idea. I'd be really curious to see what Tua looks like, but he didn't get hurt on purpose, man. He's never going back
no
to
one's
Alabama.
Blaming him for that. No one's
He never got hurt on purpose. But the fact is, he's always hurt. But he got 1 year. He got them all in.
It's the way that he gets hurt. It's the routine plays that he gets hurt on.
Yes,
like, the DeMar Hamlin thing was like really wild. And
wasn't
the fact that like
wasn't
when
the
he
hardest
gets,
hit
when
That's
he
a
gets
great
a
point.
Concussion. His concussions are very, very hideous.
Yeah, they're not.
He goes all in.
Yes, they look bad.
Yeah,
the fingers curl up. Just
I don't even see like some of these UFC guys don't even do that. They get knocked out.
Not a good look. Woody, we got to go to break here. We're gonna have Omar join us coming up at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk to Omar. About
we getting
all
anything
this
accomplished
stuff.
Here today? I feel
no,
like, no,
we're spinning really wheels. Right. We're in the mud. We're in the mud. We're spinning wheels right now. I get
tough
it.
Off-season topics. I think I got Mike Tannenbaum on TV speaking of tough.
You back on Mike Tannenbaum.
Anyone wake up and they're like, I really want to know what that guy has to say.
All right. We got to go to break.
By the way, if he shows up, it's all you. All you. You're the one that says all the stuff.
You know?
That was one of my favorite things that ever happened, by the way. Do we tell it? I think we told that story, right?
So Mike comes by. We're at UM, and by the way, he might be at Pro Day, to your point. There's a good chance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I hope he comes up to you again.
And he'll come up, and he hears everything here. He lives up in Palm Beach. And he just gives me that look, and he couldn't say much because his wife and 2 sons were there. And I said, Mike, it was awkward, right? You're sitting there. He's not worried about you, and he's staring at me. So I talked to everybody. And he's got that look, and I said, Mike, I had to break the ice. I said, boy, you've given some NFL City some great stuff to talk about. I know you don't believe some of that stuff, but it gets everybody going. And he didn't say, yeah, you know, it's part of that show. We got to come up with topics. He just looked at me like, no, I said that because I believed it. I can't remember which one it was.
It had something to do with Aaron Rodgers, I think. Didn't have to do, or he was some crazy quarterback thing that he wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it might have been Aaron Rodgers, but it was really funny because what you said to him it's insulting.
Yeah, but it was
but that was like, it was great because it just took the heat off of everything else, and he was just focused on
but
you.
But he never answered. He just stared at me.
Well, yeah,
like,
because what you said is insulting. You essentially called him a fraud.
I didn't say that. I never mentioned
yes,
the word fraud.
Yes, you did. You basically said what he was doing on television was shtick. So,
I said, Mike. No, I just go, Mike, I know you didn't believe that, but you said.
You're just doing that for the show, right?
You're doing that for the show.
Conversation.
And he didn't like it. He was.
Yeah, because you insulted him.
Not real happy. Hey, I'll tell you who's happy every day because they're damn good at what they do is Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. covering you all over South Florida there, man. The same partners, when you walk in the door, they shake your hand and they go, hey, what's going on? Let's sit down. Let's talk about your case. You were somewhere else. You weren't happy. You came over to us. Let's do it. And they're going to go, what's different about you guys? Well, you're looking at who's going to handle your case. How's that to start with? Harvey and Gary are going to handle your case sometimes together. And boy, when they're working the double team, you're going to win. They are. You talk about partners who handle your case from start to finish and all that experience, more than 30 years and big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back, even on a weekend. See, you're going through this injury. You've been injured at work. You got injured in an automobile accident, motorcycle accident. You're frustrated. You feel like where you currently are, the law firm you're using, has not made you a priority. You just feel like you're just a number there. You won't feel that way with Harvey and Gary. No way, man. It's about the personal touch. It's about keeping you up, even on the weekends, letting you know how your case is going. They really are easy to reach. It makes it great. I want you to find out what, go to conandjudah.com, read the reviews, partners who care, really. Go to conandjudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It is weather time, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 51 degrees at the moment, so it is a little bit chilly out there. So grab those sweaters there, Joe. It is nice out.
It is nice out.
And I also want to let people, can I let people know about our big event?
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead. It's Friday.
WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks, real-time betting action, VIP tickets, and packages are available at Ticketmaster. You can get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood.
There is nothing like... And I don't watch a lot of college basketball. I've been very open about that. But nothing like watching a tournament and watching an underdog hit a last-second shot. And we'll have a bunch of those, right? Crazy stuff. Somebody hit a last-second.
I don't know.
Come on, we're going to have some.
Well, you know, there's a lot of top-heavy teams out there.
You're saying a lot of Big Ten SEC teams in Duke?
No, I'm saying a lot of SEC teams. The SEC is going to get like, what are they going to, 10 teams in there or something?
I think the Big Ten's getting a bunch of teams in.
Big Ten's usually pretty good, but the SEC is like loaded with NBA talent. And then you're right, you have Duke. I think Duke's the best team I've seen.
All right.
We had them down here the other day. I called a Tennessee game earlier in the year. Like, Duke is.
Yeah.
That kid, Cooper Flagg.
I know. You love him. You talk about him.
If he could find a way to lose like 20 more games down the stretch.
There ain't no guarantee, though. There's no guarantee even now.
The balls fall your feet.
You got to be lucky.
I know.
You're going to Hard Rock on that one. You got to hope you're lucky.
That guy is something, though, man.
Your luck's not
good.
Big
18-year-old.
No. That guy could change things real quickly in an organization. By the way, I said this earlier this morning if you're just joining us. It's a really unique situation we have here with one of our professional teams, the Inter Miami team, and they won last night, and I'm getting a record amount of complaints about this. I understood last year, you know, and it has to do with Messi. So Messi, what's it called again, Woody? What are they calling it now? They're calling it super tired, 37
muscle
years old,
overload.
Muscle overload.
Yeah.
So. There are, and I don't want to take a shot at the fan base of Inter Miami, but a lot of fans are going to see Messi. I don't know what the breakdown is. I don't know how many of you would go to the games even if there was no Messi, but having Messi has changed things. It's changed everything from the value of the franchise now at $1 billion to how good he is as a player when he does play. He still plays at a ridiculous level in this league, the MLS. And so they've been winning games, but he's not playing. And last night he didn't play at home after getting a rest and not playing at Houston in these different games. Some of them league games, some of them aren't. But it's a real, real bad look. And I like the Moss brothers. Some of you don't, and some of you are really starting to dislike them as the owners of this team. I see it. I see what you're saying. Jorge and Jose, but they got to play. Listen, even if he's a little tired, your ass got to play him a little bit. Like people,
oh, you're coming around now.
People, while he's
look at this,
people, it's just.
I love it. I love that you're coming around, man.
So I've had more people, and this seems to be the one. Not everybody, but I took my grandkids or I took my kids on a birthday party. I said, hey, we're all going to watch Messi because the kids know who Messi is. There's Messi jerseys everywhere in different colors. Listen, he might be the greatest player of all time.
He's got to be the most popular athlete at my kid's school.
He is everywhere.
Just, I mean, it kills me, see, but like that, so that's my, probably my, the my, most popular.
I have my grandson, Bodie. He's got a jersey for everything. He is a sports junkie. He is a sports junkie and only wears jerseys to school. So, and the Messi one, he's got the Messi, and I get it, and I see it. But it's a real bad look. And I know you don't want to say anything because you want to keep, you know, he might play, might not. It's just a bad look for the organization. If you know he's not going to play, I mean, I don't even know what you can do. He should just play. If you can play, play. If you're in, he's going to be injured. He's going to pull something. Something's going to happen or he's going to miss some games. It's hard for me to imagine. What is he now, 37, 38 years old? He's going to miss some games. But every time this happens.
But it comes down to this. What's more important? Is it him just being out there, the novelty of going to see him play? Or is it about winning? Or is it about him playing for his country?
Well.
Which I know they got that
let's
coming
be
up
honest.
At some point.
Let's be honest.
What's more important?
The most important thing for him is his country. Argentina.
Okay. That's it fine. Is. I mean,
he's a rock star there.
I don't fault him for that. But can't you go out and just jog around for 20 minutes?
You got to stop saying that. We've seen how good he is when he plays.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Him jogging around, him going half
he's
speed
got,
is
he's
better
got
than
a
all
chance,
those guys.
He's got a chance to get a hat trick and a half every time he friggin' plays. He's that good. When his legs feel good, and I get it, 37, your legs don't feel great every day. But
to give you an idea, they play Charlotte on Sunday here at home. The get-in price, you're looking at around $70, $75 on Ticketmaster, probably almost $100 after they crush you with fees.
All right.
So you're looking at about $100 to go see the game. So if he doesn't play,
there are people going to see him play.
Massive letdown.
And they don't read anything about him, so they think he's going to play. It just seems like the team kind of let you.
You could have read as much as you wanted yesterday. You wouldn't have known.
That team just kind of leads you to believe he's going to play. And they go, oh, game of rest day today. Sorry. Kiss my ass because you'll be coming because he is going to play. And you don't want to miss it because you'll see those highlights when he does play. Has a couple of goals and a beautiful assist. But they got to do something. This is terrible. It is. And by the way, the team wins every day. Team wins. Values keeps going up. You got Messi. The leagues must have signed off on some because he's making $60-70 million friggin' dollars playing in this league with everything he's got with Apple and jerseys and a piece of the pie on this franchise going up in value. And I mean he's got a hell of a deal and he's been worth it. It's brilliant. But my God, man. And again, this is the only one. I think more people care about seeing Messi than worried about him winning the MLS. And I didn't think that a year ago.
I think I like that you're coming around. Was my argument this morning to you so persuasive that you thought about it?
No,
like, this guy gets it.
No, actually, I've actually had people come up to me and then somebody show me some stuff on social media and I go, wow, they're even getting on the Moss Brothers. And I go, wow, this is, you know, what are you doing? You know, we're paying money. We're not paying money. Even though, by the way, they can win games like, hey, but we won the last two games. Everybody goes, so what? We came on the road to watch them Messi play. We're at home. We thought he'd at least play at freaking home. I get it. You rest on the road, but don't screw us.
That was a big one yesterday, too. That was for that cup that Bo's very passionate about. Remember how passionate he was? Speaking about the cup?
He didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, he knows about the cups.
He didn't know anything about that stuff.
Bo likes soccer.
I love when you just say something, you just throw something out.
He did. He was talking very passionately about the cup. And he was.
Let me tell you what, Bo's on that Panther bandwagon right now.
I know he is. I know he's big on the Panther bandwagon. I know.
He's buying all the jerseys and stuff. He's all in on that one. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Omar's going to join us. We're going to jump into this Dolphin thing. Free agency just a couple of days away. The draft, what, 48 days away? Is that what, 47 days away? That's going to be right around the corner.
It's going to be 48 now, right?
Anyway, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. I met a guy yet, and every guy comes up to me. I'll bet 20, 25 guys have come up to me over the last few months. And go, hey, I got Low T. Does this stuff work? And I go, yeah, yes. Yes, I've been going there for a year. And yes, I had ED and low T. I had them both. Because every guy's going to get it, but I'm just open about it so all my buddies can give me a hard time. But yes. And my sex drive was gone. My energy level was shot. I was stopped playing tennis for a while and was on that couch and eating and eating and eating and gaining weight. It was just bad. Atlantic Men's Clinic, once you start feeling better, the weight disappears. You're feeling great. Your sex drive is back. you just enjoy your life more like you used to, and you think, well, this is part of retirement. No, it doesn't have to be that way, man. Does not have to be that. Atlantic Men's Clinic takes care of ED and low T. That's what they do. They do it a safe way. They do it the right way for you to get great results. Great results. And I want to let you know, today is Atlantic Men's Clinic, Friday. And that means there's going to be a lot of men lined up in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even men in their 80s. They're going to be at Atlantic Men's Clinic location. There's six of them in South Florida to serve you. And you get the T, the PSA test done. You meet with their professionals. They put you through everything and then put you on a program if that's what you decide to do. And you get great results and you start feeling great. And I mean quickly, you start feeling great. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important appointment. By the way, if you don't want to do it after that and you meet with them, you get everything done, that's fine. You can keep feeling the way you are, or you can do something about it with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get that first appointment set up today. I promise you, you will feel better.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here on a Friday?
All right, Joe, this is pretty good here. We could probably just, we don't need to introduce this a whole lot here. Charles Barkley, NBA on TNT. TNT not for long, I guess.
Must watch, though, while it's there.
This was pretty good. Here's Barkley.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers save the NBA.
Save the NBA?
Yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh,
he said the Lakers. First of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers saved the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for the next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard. I like that.
Hey, man.
I'm stealing that one.
The Lakers are doing great. Got a long way to go. But the reason the season's been going great for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, y'all just want to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. They're both doing great. Don't get me wrong. If I turn out to be wrong, I got no problem with that. But y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time. Y'all don't, the Cleveland Cavaliers have won 12 straight games. The Oklahoma City got the MVP and they are on fire. Y'all are talking about who's in second place. That's the reason I get pissed. Hey, the Lakers are doing great. I don't mind being wrong. The Warriors are doing great. But that's because you fools on other networks, which we're going to become fools next year. We'll be working on that network. But Oklahoma City and the Cavs been balling for 6 months. Y'all talking about teams that had two great weeks.
Come on. I get what you're saying. You went at the whole network.
they talk about the same
stuff. Whole industry.
They talk about the same stuff every single day.
I would have to, but you know,
is there some credit to be handed out here?
Yes. But don't say basketball's only watching now. First of all, between that and this lame-ass LeBron-Michael Jordan debate, which is lame. I've said it for years. The only people talk about LeBron and Michael is people on television who got no talent to talk about anything else. I've been saying that for years. I ain't hanging on to the 90s. I've always said LeBron's great, Michael's great. But y'all talk about it all the time and then got LeBron out there posing, talking about he all mad about being the face of the league. But it makes me mad. The Oklahoma City and the Cleveland Cavaliers are the two best stories in the NBA this year. Congratulations to the Lakers and the Warriors. They've had two good weeks. The Cavs and OKC have had six great months.
Okay. Tell us how you really feel. Yeah, Shaq. Tell us how you feel.
The birthday man. All right.
Shaq's just laughing his ass off.
One of your favorite rants of all time?
Yes, it is. Thank you. I needed it on my birthday.
Shaq just losing it over there, laughing his ass off. Talking about Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins.
So apparently Stephen A. and LeBron had some words. Solo clip. They kind of had a little something as LeBron was leaving the court. So I don't. By the way, I give Stephen A. a lot of credit. He is one of the few that actually shows up and goes to the game.
No,
and
no, he does.
To the players.
He does.
His the other guy he used to work with, who I think is dealing with some problems at the moment, if I'm not mistaken.
What kind of problems he have?
Skip?
Is he health? I don't know.
No, I think he's got other workplace problems.
I don't know. Just say the damn story. Like, I don't know.
What story? I don't want to accuse the guy, but, you know, he's got some workplace stuff.
All right.
Something along those lines, right?
No, I don't know, right?
I just asked
you.
Okay. Anyway.
Why don't you say what it is?
I think he's got a workplace problem.
What's that mean? Sexual harassment?
Speaking of that.
No, don't change the topic. What are you talking about? Hey, I love your outfit. You got a nice ass. What is it? What'd he say?
I didn't read the details of the lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to get me in trouble? Say something about the guy? That's why you need to come back here through your learnings, all right?
That's why I don't do HR.
Yeah.
Can't do the HR
apparently,
stuff.
I email every day. Can Joe take this thing?
We'll see the new videos with those actors and actresses.
They're good. They're very good.
We're the boss. He's got the new secretary. Jeez, you look good today. What are you doing after work? Well, I was going home to my husband and the kid. Well, before you go home, might be a little raise. You got a little time. I wanted to talk to you about some things.
Usually we just say you're the Jimmy Butler of QAM and they laugh it off, but I think they're serious about you doing
okay.
Those.
Okay, all right. So what? What else? You're bouncing
heat,
all
heat
over
Jimmy
the place.
Butler, by the way. You're not Warriors Jimmy Butler. You're Heat Jimmy Butler. All right. speaking of people that are still on TV, amazingly, Paul Pierce, big fan of himself. Here he is on, I'm not 1,000% sure what this show's called, but here's Paul Pierce.
Personally, I don't mind people saying LeBron is the GOAT. I don't mind people saying that Steph Curry belongs in the GOAT conversation. I mean, I was able to beat Steph Curry in a three-point contest. I was able to outdo LeBron in the playoff series. So if you guys want to say
was
that,
in high school, man.
I mean, I'm just saying, we're going to say this about them.
Steph was in high school.
I mean,
that
says a lot about your boy. If these guys are what y'all saying he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I won this one right here. Steph was in it.
Man,
look, there we go.
He was in high school.
No, he was in NBA. That's an NBA three-point contest. What are we talking about now?
I can't believe you won,
that's legit. And I kept my warm-up on.
It's a shame I don't know where that show airs. That's good television. I mean, that guy, man.
You got your shot in, boy. You
no,
are something.
No, but like.
Who does Paul Pierce do that show with? I'm not sure either. Is
I
that
have
the
no
one
idea.
That he does with Keyshawn and those guys? I don't know.
I just found the clip. I don't know. I just think it's funny that, like,
you know, you're a coward.
Every time
you're the biggest
coward. No, I really don't
coward.
Know about the show.
All this stuff, and you don't know anything.
Well,
you didn't read the legal stuff.
You and Paul Pierce do have something in common, at least.
What?
You know.
I don't know.
You both crapped yourself. That's why Paul Pierce had to leave that game on a wheelchair, isn't it?
Is that what he said? That he did say that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Hey, man, in fairness to you, you played through.
I told you that, and you can't let it go. You're like a little kid. You bring it up every day. It was 3 days ago it happened.
Two more for you here real quick. We'll wrap it up.
Everybody craps himself at least once, too, just for the record. It's happened to everybody. Yeah. Actually, I was with two of my sister-in-laws last night, and I'm not going to say their names. They both crapped themselves. And last night I was with them, and they had heard about mine. They go, can we tell you something? And they go, it happened to both of us. Like a few days apart. And I went, wow, that stomach stuff's going around, man.
I'm sure they'll appreciate you bringing that
up. I didn't say their names. I didn't say Michelle and I didn't say Carla. What do you got?
Wow. All right. We haven't covered this yet. We will start to cover this.
Good morning to my favorite nurse and teacher.
Have you seen any of the stuff about Firefest, too? Remember Firefest?
Yeah.
They had the documentary.
Yes.
That guy got famous.
Right.
Anyway. Firefest 2 is supposedly happening here. This guy, Billy McFarland, he spent 4 years in prison. Now that he's out, I know you cringed there. Yeah, 4 years in prison is not ideal. He's trying to do this thing again here. And he apparently had some island in Mexico that he had booked. Oh. They reached out to the island in Mexico. They said they had never heard of him. He also has claimed, now he's selling tickets to this event, and he also has claimed that he has a bunch of artists lined up, despite the fact that he won't name any of them as of this moment. But we did have one surface here, Joe. One person admitted that they are part of the artist roster. None other than Antonio Brown. Apparently will be performing his song that went viral back in 2022.
Yeah, I remember that. We got to hear it over here at Hard Rock. He was entertaining one night.
Imagine spending your money to go to that thing.
No.
No. All right, and our final one here, speaking of spending money, we have a couple of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant debut jerseys that are going to auction here. These will be some of the most expensive items ever sold in the sports memorabilia game here, Joe. This is the first jersey Michael Jordan ever wore on an NBA court in 1984. The jersey Kobe Bryant was wearing was when he played his first NBA regular season game in 1996.
Wow.
These are absolutely incredible items. They show wear. The Jordan one looks like it's signed.
What are we talking, man? Well, give me some. Tease me a little bit. Get me in the ballpark financially. What's it going to cost somebody?
We have an estimate of $10 million per.
God.
Now, this would be not even yeah. close, Joe, to the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold. Do you remember?
Babe Ruth?
Yeah, it was the Babe Ruth called shot jersey.
When I'm not sure, I just say Babe Ruth.
So the Babe Ruth called shot jersey sold for $24.1 million.
We don't know if that's for, I don't know if that was just the movie, or do we know for sure that he actually called it?
I think there's debate about that. You were at the game, though, weren't you?
I was there. I was only 12, though. It's hard to remember. Smart ass. All right, hey, we got, I hope you're happy. I hope you're friggin' happy. 8 o'clock hours coming up. We got Omar Kelly going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. You know what? I got my text. The texts are flying in here on my phone. And
why? Because you called people out?
No.
Texter says, Harold is right. I've crapped myself driving on Alligator Alley.
Hey, it always seems to happen when there's a place and there's nothing you can do and it just hits you. It just hits you and there's nothing you can do except try to figure out how to clean it up, and can you survive the rest of the day? That's all you can do. Baptist Health South Florida, boy, I want to let you know, man, people ask me all the time about the sports medicine program they have. Baptist Health South Florida is one of the tops in the country. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors that take care of the team every day, take care of the teams every day. Yeah, when you start talking about Enter Miami and the Heat and the Panthers and the Dolphins, FIU, FAU, then you talk about 35 of the top specialists in the country, all working together in Dayton, Broward County. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand doctors, back doctors, hip and knee replacement doctors now full-time. That's all they do. That's become a popular one. You know, it's amazing. Hip and knee replacement now, you can be back out playing the sports, tennis, playing tennis. It used to be you were done, but not now. You can come back and start playing tennis again. So, hey, Achilles, also a big problem, but I want to let you know, the doctors, they know how to fix it, they've seen it all, and they're going to take care of all of us here in South Florida, whether it's Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility for the Miami Dolphins, or it's 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Set up that appointment, get yourself healthy, back out playing the team or individual sports you love the most.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.